and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Monday, the 6th of July, and we're going to have a bit of a quieter episode today because I'm quite tired, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Did anybody else get up for the England game? Did anybody else get up for the England game without realising that they delayed it by an hour? So then they got up an hour early. Yeah. That was Muggins over here too. Not ideal, but at least England won in their match against Mexico. Woo-woo! It's coming home, I'm telling you now. But on to more pressing matters, because not only was it a cracking weekend for football, it was also HMS Collingwood's open day. They opened their doors to the public, and our very own George Ryland went along, and she's on the pod today. Hello, George!
Third week on the trot, you guys are going to get sick of me.
It's because we love you on the pod, that's why.
Oh, how good was that game though, can we just say before we get started? I watched it this morning, I didn't get up for the 1am UK time kickoff, I watched the 7am repeat, and I'm very glad that I did do that. I did know the score already, it took something away from it, but I'm going to make it through the day.
So I'd gone to bed, set an alarm, got up, but then whilst I was asleep, the match got delayed by an hour. So like I woke up, saw that it still wasn't like happening for another hour yet, so went back to sleep, woke back up to watch the game. I've had very broken sleep. I actually think I should have just stayed up. I think having the broken sleep in between has made this worse.
I don't sleep very well. All I have is broken sleep. So I got up, checked the score. It was half time. So I thought, I'm going to watch the rest of it on my phone in bed. So I propped it up, got it all working, immediately fell back to sleep, and then woke up when it finished.
But apart from that, apart from the absolute amazingness that it was, the England win, you've been rather busy this weekend, haven't you? HMS Collingwood opened their doors. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. And in fact, you know what? I think some of them would have been celebrating right up to the England match. It was amazing. First off, just to see everyone, just to have a look at all the kit they've got there and to meet the crews of the field gun, because it is quite something. It's such a unique race. And those things are heavy. They said each field gun weighs about the same as a mini SUV. So they're not mucking around. That is some heavy, heavy kit that they're running with, disassembling, reassembling, firing. It's really, really impressive to watch. And what I loved is how passionate every single person there is about it.
I was just about to say there must be immense pride on days like that where they open the doors and people get to come in. They must have such a sense of pride of being able to, like, you know, show their stuff off.
Yeah, look at what we've got. And everyone was obviously, you know, looking so smart, and really nice to have families and their friends and just get that community spirit with the public as well.
So what do you think events like this mean for the Royal Navy, George?
Oh, they're massively important because, again, it is that chance for the community spirit. It's also a chance for the charities to come and explain what they're available to the families and serving personnel for. And just a chance to, I think, put on your uniform, puff up the chest a little bit more than normal, and show off what you do.
Absolutely. Do you know what I find really funny? I remember having a conversation at an open day, and was speaking to a military partner, and she says, oh, it's fantastic because I now finally get to understand what he does for a living. Which I guess makes sense because half the time, we don't really know what they're talking about.
Well, yeah, exactly that. To actually see something and see it in action is really different, isn't it?
So who did you get to speak to whilst you were there?
I managed to speak to, it felt like, pretty much everyone. Everyone was so nice. They were all so happy to have a chat and tell me about what they were doing that day or their part in the field gun. And I spoke to the main man himself.
So I'm Captain John Cromie. I'm the commanding officer of HMS Collingwood. And today is our open day. And it is also the Royal Navy Royal Marines charity sponsored field gun competition.
So could you just tell us who's here today and what's on display?
If I start with why would we undertake an open day? Open day is really important to HMS Collingwood because it allows us to open our gates and bring in the general public and the local community so that they can better understand what it is that we do inside the wire within HMS Collingwood. We are a training establishment, and over the course of today, what we will endeavour to do is allow those visitors coming onto the base the opportunity to interact with our high fidelity simulators and the high technology equipment that we use here to prepare and train the sailors of today to crew the Navy of tomorrow. But in addition, we have a huge number of naval charities and also local charities that are present with us today. And it's really important for them to be here today because they get an opportunity to interact with service families that come for the Open Day event. And that's really important because those are the charities that when our service personnel are deployed, then they're going to be the ones that families may turn to for support and assistance. And having them here today, making those connections, is really, really important. But of course, the centerpiece of the day is the field gun competition and the Brickwood Trophy. We have 18 teams that are competing today. They come from military establishments right across the UK and also further afield. So we have teams from Gibraltar, Naples and Cyprus that are all present and competing today. It's going to be a superb event. If I were to offer a betting man's idea on where I've been very, very impressed with HMS Seahawk in their training over the course of this week, they've been particularly impressive. But there are a lot of other teams that are hot on their heels. And when it comes to the day, anything can happen. So I'm expecting it to be a very, very exciting day.
Joe, this is the first time anyone's ever offered me a prediction. Usually I have to ask. I was just about to say, can anyone take the Brickwood Trophy away from the Remy this year? And what kind of a time would you think would do it today?
I've seen teams in the low 1 minute 20 seconds already this week. But if I were to offer you my prediction, it's HMS Collingwood every time.
Were they successful?
They weren't, but everyone did really, really well at best efforts because, I mean, it was windy down there, but it was still warm and these things are very, very heavy.
And George, you were recently in Gibraltar and you got to see the field gun team sort of in action there. What was it like to see them in Gibraltar and then see some of it again this weekend?
It was really cool because I spoke to the guys and found out more about it while I was on the rock, but I didn't see the actual guns or how it worked. And I think I pretty much joined the team. They did give me a Gibraltar field gun crew shirt. I decided not to take that with me on the day. But these guys work really, really hard on it and they haven't been volunteered. They all want to do it and they all put their all into it.
So, George, what else was going on apart from this very competitive field gun competition?
So that goes on for a lot of the day because there's various runs because they had 18 teams. So it takes quite a while to get to the final. But I went over to the tented village where all the teams were and had a chat with some of them about how it all works and how they were feeling.
I'm E.T. Wintersellers and I'm a left-hand slut. So our role's steering all the kit together and unlimbering, so where we throw our hands up in the air and get everything unlinked and run down the track.
Now, you're telling me you got that position because you're height and this is the second that you've done it, presumably same position.
Yeah.
Do you feel a bit easier with it being the second time around?
I don't think you ever get over the nerves, like especially yesterday, first heat. Doesn't matter how seasoned you are with field gun, you're always waiting for the first heat to be over, settle the nerves, sort of bed in with the track. Actually, adrenaline's pumping, you're getting sort of mentally psyched up. So, yeah, I don't think it ever gets easier, but you start enjoying it more, I think.
And talk to us about your training. How long were you doing it?
So, weirdly enough with me, I only joined the crew last Wednesday, so I didn't do any of the pre-season training, none of the circuits, got straight on the kit. Sort of dusting off the cobwebs, it's been a couple of years to run it. And then, yeah, just doing sort of bit drill, we call it, sort of little bits and segments, and then progressively throughout the week, start building it up and bring it all together.
And do you feel really proud coming and representing on a day like today?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, especially being in the Navy, obviously, it's a bit more difficult for us because it's not regular that you're running every season. Naturally, you're deployed abroad, so coming back and having the opportunity to run it again in front of friends, family, kids, it's a big day for everyone.
And how's the vibes in the team today?
Yeah, brilliant. I think everyone's obviously quite tired with a sick run in, so it's getting psyched back up again, keeping that mental state going and pushing out, finding a little more left in the tank.
Wow, he just said that he barely had any training and then just like rocked up and just got involved. That sounds so hardcore.
Yeah, and he was saying basically that he's got the position he has because he is tall. And he is tall. Look at the man. He's very, very tall. I'm quite short, but still.
For the purposes of the podcast, George Ryland just showed me a photograph of him and can confirm he's very tall.
He's very tall.
So there must be, obviously there is this physical element to it, but there's got to be a case of mind over matter. How were crew members sort of doing on the mental agility of this?
Laser focused, almost to a terrifying extent. Like when you ask them about it, it's like their eyes glaze over a bit. They're like, well, blah, 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 blah. It's the kind of focus that you have, because when you're dealing with heavy stuff like that, you don't want to lose your fingers. You don't want to end up in an accident because you really could. It could go wrong. It didn't, thankfully. It all went really well and really safely. But they are all really, really aware of the safety aspect of it. And they're all hyper focused. It's amazing. It's really impressive.
So who walked away with the bragging rights?
The overall winners of this year's field gun, it was Remy. It was really close. Everyone was saying to me all day that it would be HMS Seahawk. Although looking back now, I hadn't spoken to anyone from the Army, so perhaps that was part of it. But essentially the year before, it had just been Remy. And the same thing happened again this year.
So I'm WO2 Jamie Rawson, and I'm part of the Remy crew, and I'm the number one trainer. So,
and tell us the time you did it in today.
So I think it was early 120, but clean. So yeah, very good.
That is incredible, isn't it? And how has the competition been for you guys overall?
It's been hard work. Yesterday was a little bit of a struggle, a few nerves. So we got a lot of young guys who just got to unit and stuff like that. And actually the nerves took part, but today they came in and they fired all the way through.
And it was pretty close with HMS Seahawk, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And a final should be close, right? So I think that's exactly what we want as a field gun community. And that's what happens, yeah.
And a really safe competition all round. I don't think there were any accidents, were there?
No, I think there's the odd minor thing, but yeah, nothing major at this point. So yeah, it's also a very good way to finish this way.
So you've got the Brickwood Trophy secured for a second year. How do you guys celebrate now?
We're going to go and celebrate with family first, and then we'll get the guys downtown, and hopefully our training command will give us a bit of money and send us out. So yeah, that's good.
I've got a feeling this is going to be a long night that possibly stretches towards the next England match.
I think it might do, yeah. So I just want to say something. Like, I'm really proud of the guys. They've really put the effort in over the last few weeks, and they deserve every bit of this. So, you know, real good bunch of guys, and well done to them.
Oh, how are they feeling after the win? They seem all really happy.
Oh, really happy, as you can imagine. It's massive annual competition. You've just walked away with it for the second year running. And they've had, you know, the fancy presentations of all the trophies. And then after that, it is the time to go and celebrate it. Now, in the tented village, they all have paddling pools outside their tents. I'm an idiot. I thought, oh, ice baths for the feet afterwards. That makes sense. That's not what they were for. Do you know what they were for? What were they for, Lauren? What were they for?
Did they put drinks in them by any chance?
They put drinks in them to keep them cool for the celebrations.
I've been with the military long enough now to know their little tactics.
Yes, not paddling pools for feet. But they deserved it. My goodness, they had all worked so hard for so long. That training is not easy. It's hours every day in the lead up to that and then a whole day of doing it.
Oh, but did you have a good day though, George?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good to see it. It'd been lovely to have the build up, like meeting some of the team members in Gibraltar, then seeing them on the day here, meeting the other ones as well. Just seeing the focus of all 18 teams. It was incredible. It was so impressive.
Well, George, thank you so much for coming on the pod today. It has been so nice to have you here for a third week in a row, like you said. But you're just doing too many amazing things that we just can't help but have you on.
Thank you. I'm going to have a little break now because I'm off to see Pitbull on Friday. So that's my reward for the summer. Darling.
Oh, my love. Thank you so much for joining us on the pod. And we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Oh, right. Need to recover now. What else is going on across BFBS? We've been talking a lot about the England game, but if you missed it, do not worry. We've got you covered. You can catch up on a corker of an England match. England take on Mexico City. And you can catch up with that on the BFBS TV player, and you can watch the Portugal versus Spain game this evening, kickoff 8 o'clock UK time, and you can catch that on BFBS Sports, and of course catch up on all the World Cup action wherever you are at bfbstvplayer.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow, probably when I'm a little bit less tired.